from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kHz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hello listeners, welcome to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Here is our program summary for today. We will bring you first our news, followed by My Indonesia, Today in History, Highlight of the Week, and News in Brief. We will continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We will conclude our program for today with Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo leaves for Palu to review earthquake and tsunami affected areas. Palu Airport reopens for commercial flights following earthquake. Minister Wiranto orders immediate restoration of power and airport operations. Now the news in detail. 2 days after the disaster on Sunday, September 30, 2018, at 10:07 West Indonesia time, President Joko Widodo decided to leave for Palu City, Central Sulawesi Province, to review the affected areas directly from the earthquake and tsunami. An earthquake measuring 7.4 on the Richter scale, which also caused the tsunami, rocked Palu and Donggala region, Central Sulawesi on Friday, September 28 evening. Minister of State Secretary Pratikno told the Press, Media and Information Bureau of the Presidential Secretariat on Saturday night, September 29, that the President decided to directly review the Central Sulawesi province, especially the city of Palu, to find out about the current post-disaster conditions. The President will provide direction related to the priorities that must be carried out, as well as decisions needed related to the impact of the disaster in the field. The main focus is the evacuation of victims and also the delivery of aid. In addition, the difficulty of coordinating in dealing with the impact of the disaster due to the cut-off of communication lines urged President Joko Widodo to immediately review the affected areas of the earthquake and tsunami. Authorities have reopened commercial flight services to and from Mutiara SIS Al Jufri Airport in Palu, Central Sulawesi, following a 7.4 magnitude earthquake and subsequent tsunami that rocked the region on Friday. The airport had been closed since Friday evening after the powerful earthquake. Indonesian Flight Navigation Service Institution, ERNAV Indonesia, spokesperson Johannes Sirait said in a statement on Sunday, September 30, that the airport had finally reopened commercial flight services after only being open for emergency flight services. However, he said current flights to and from the airport were navigated with visual flight rules navigation. The company has also sent teams from Makassar, South Sulawesi, and Balikpapan, East Kalimantan, to ensure the smooth provision of services to assist relief effort in the region. Chief Security Minister Wiranto has ordered the special task force dealing with the impact of earthquakes in Palu, Donggala, and Sigi to immediately restore power supplies and airport services. These two things are key to the success of disaster management, the coordinating minister for security, political and legal affairs Wiranto told Antara at the command post of the task force at the official residence of the Central Sulawesi governor in Palu on Saturday evening. Wiranto said he had just finished presiding over a coordination meeting of ministers and officials concerned with disaster management, including the Social Affairs Minister, Home Affairs Minister, Transportation Minister, the Commander of the Indonesian Defense Forces, Deputy Police Chief, Head of the National Disaster Mitigation Agency, and Chief of the National Search and Rescue Agency at the city's Mutiara Airport. There are three grids of the state-owned electricity company PLN that have been damaged and are to be immediately repaired. Minister Wiranto also ordered immediate restoration of the operation of the Mutiara Sis Al Jufri Airport, which had its air traffic control facility severely damaged by the earthquake. The Indonesian government had prepared 560 billion rupiah to provide relief in response to the earthquake and tsunami that struck Central Sulawesi on Friday evening. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati said in Jakarta on Saturday, September 29, that money was an on-call fund kept at the National Disaster Mitigation Agency BNPB. She said the fund would be immediately disbursed on Sunday at the latest so that BNPB could quickly carry out its job. The government is committed to focusing on saving and assisting victims, the minister said. In view of that, she noted that it was not impossible that the funds would be increased to meet future needs. Minister Sri Mulyani also said that the fund would not be used for rehabilitating infrastructure, but for aid to victims. The NPB has recorded a total of 2.4 million people who have been affected by the quake in 13 sub-districts in Donggala and 8 sub-districts in Palu. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The governments of Indonesia and the United States agreed to promote cyberspace cooperation, as stated in a written statement from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Jakarta on Saturday, September 29. The Director General of American and European Affairs of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Muhammad Ansor, and the United States Ambassador to Indonesia, Joseph R. Donovan Jr., have signed a declaration of will document on promoting closer cyberspace cooperation in Jakarta on September 28, 2018. The signing of the will statement was a manifestation of the commitment of the two countries in increasing cyberspace cooperation, as agreed when President Joko Widodo's visit to the United States in October 2015. Director General Muhammad Ansor emphasized the international cooperation on cyberspace, including with America, is very important in the face of evolving cyber challenges and problems nowadays. PT Indonesia International Expo, an organizer of Pekan Raya Indonesia, an annual trade expo, has set a target to welcome 1 million visitors to this year's expo at the Indonesia Convention Exhibition in Tangerang, Banten from September 27 to October 7, 2018. Last year, a similar event was attended by 630 visitors with a total transaction value reaching 600 billion rupiah. Indonesia International Expo President Director Rian Adrian said that although this year's 11-day expo was shorter than last year's 18-day event, he hoped this year would see more daily visitors. With 600 tenants with more than 2,000 trademarks, the event will see the participation of the property, automotive, fashion, food and beverage, and electronic sectors, as well as creative businesses and small and medium enterprises. Rian Adrian said around 30 coffee exhibitors grouped under the Association of Indonesian Coffee Exporters would display their products during the event, while some 80 cloth exhibitors would display both local and imported products. The organizers will also present the International Indie Music Festival, which will feature some artists. The last item, Thrill Factory Team Bolo 1000s athlete Zainal Fanani has managed to gain the first position at the Reno Mountain Bike Cross Country Marathon Open Championship with a total time of 1 hour, 55 minutes and 23 seconds, followed by Rafika M. Farisi from Pacific Bike with a time 1 hour, 57 minutes and 23 seconds, and Danny Ari Julianto from ISSI Club Cilegon, MJ Bike Cilegon Banten, gained the third position with a total time 2 hours, 7 minutes and 12 seconds. Although Fanani have made a wrong route, he finally able to fight back and finish at the first position. When he met after the race on Saturday, Fanani explained what happened when he made the wrong route and the preparation for the next championship of Asia Series in Cikole, West Java.
Saya udah ninggal yang nomor 2 itu 4 menit. Terus
I left the second position for about 4 minutes and I stopped at kilometer 16. I asked the committee, I just found out that I was wrong. The distance was 38 kilometers to the finish line. Then I went back to get my first position. Well, Cikole Championship is XCO. It is 4 kilometer sprint that must be reached in 1.5 hours. Meanwhile, at the Women Class Open, a rider from Batik Air Racing Team Club Noviana got the first position with a time 2 hours 42 minutes and 52 seconds. The second and third position reached by Roida and Siti Supi Khalifa from Pengcap ISSI Bogor. The Reno Mountain Bike Cross Country Marathon that was held on September 29, 2018 in Tanjung Lesung, included in series of events of Tanjung Lesung Festival, which was pioneered by Banten Provincial Government to introduce several tourism objects in the region. Listener, to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian President Joko Widodo leaves for Palu to review earthquake and tsunami-affected areas. Palu Airport reopens for commercial flights following earthquake. Minister Wiranto orders immediate restoration of power and airport operations. Listener, that was the news from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with daily segment My Indonesia, which today is on Asian Para Games opening with maritime concept. The opening of the 2018 Asian Para Games is only a matter of days. The sports event for disabled will open on Saturday, October the 6th, 2018. The Asian Para Games 2018 Organizing Committee INAP GOC has prepared a spectacular event like the opening of the 2018 Asian Games in August. In the dress rehearsal for the opening ceremony on Thursday, September 27th, INAP GOC chairperson Raja Sabta Oktohari said the concept to be used at the opening of the Asian Para Games would show humanity by using the maritime concept. According to him, the Asian Games and Asian Para Games must be Indonesia's pride. If the Asian Games opening ceremony presented more festival of music, then at the Asian Para Games, there will be an attraction that shows humanity. The opening ceremony of the Asian Para Games will take place at the Gelora Bung Karno Main Stadium and will display Indonesia's marine wealth. It was planned in the middle of the main stadium field. There will be a large stage set in such a way as to resemble the shape of the ocean waves. Later, there will be around 1,500 dancers wearing various equipment by performing certain dances accompanied by orchestral music. The dance action was also accompanied by the emergence of the Pinisi ship to the presence of Indonesian reptiles, Komodo dragons. Associated with the emergence of the Komodo, Raja Sabta Oktohari said the prehistoric reptile would be an interesting part when watched later, and all that is the pride of the Indonesian people because Indonesia is rich in culture and nature. Previously, President Joko Widodo had also made a visit to the Senayan Sport Complex to see venue readiness ahead of the Asian Para Games 2018. In his statement to reporters, President Joko Widodo said there would be a surprise at the opening ceremony, like the surprise at the Asian Games opening ceremony last August. At the 2018 Asian Para Games, which will take place from October the 6th to October the 13th, 43 countries from the Asian continent will participate, with around 3,000 disabled athletes who will compete in Indonesia. Well, that was my Indonesia Today over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. I'll start with September 30, 1965, the occurrence of the 30 September Movement. The September 30th Movement, or abbreviated G30, S is a historical event that occurred in Indonesia on the night of September the 30th, 1965, in which 7 Indonesian military officers and several other people were killed because allegedly were conducting a coup attempt. The coup attempt failed and spread the issue, stating that the Communist Party was responsible for the events of September 30th, which claimed many lives. Turning to September the 30th, 1991, World Translation Day is set. International Translators Day, declared by the International Federation of Translators, IFT, which was established in 1953. International Translators Day was first launched in 1991. This was to commemorate the services of Jerome, said to be the father of translators, who died on September the 30th, 420. Jerome was a young priest who was assigned by the Pope to Damascus to translate the Greek language Bible into Latin. He was the Pope's personal secretary, who mastered Latin, Greek, and Hebrew. It took 20 years for Jerome to translate the Bible text into Latin from the original. I'll end with September 30, 2016, Hurricane Matthew. The Hurricane Matthew is a powerful, long-lived, and deadly tropical cyclone storm that was first classified as a Category 5 Atlantic storm since Hurricane Felix in 2007. Hurricane Matthew covers a large area of the West Atlantic, including Haiti, Cuba, the Dominican Republic, and the Luxembourg Islands, southeast of the United States and the province of the Canadian Maritimes. This storm caused severe destruction and claimed a large loss of life. Between 500 to 1,400 deaths are thought to occur during the storm, with damage estimated at more than $5.2 million. This storm has also been the most adverse storm after Hurricane Sandy in 2012. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Highlight of the week presents Issues of the Week.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with this week's spotlight, which today is on Jakarta cancels reclamation of 13 islands. Jakarta Governor Anies Baswedan on Wednesday officially revoked the principal permit and the implementation of the reclamation of 13 islands in the Jakarta Bay. The decision was taken after the North Coast Jakarta Reclamation Management Coordinating Board verified all permits for the artificial island plan. Anies Baswedan explained that from the inspection and verification, it was found that 13 island developers did not fulfill the design and analysis requirements regarding the environmental impact.
before revoking, the License Coordination Agency also gave developers the opportunity to improve their project design and environmental impact requirements. Meanwhile, there are 4 islands which permit to implement reclamation are not revoked because the construction has been completed. Anies Baswedan said he would utilize the 4 reclaimed islands that had been built for the benefit of the community. A detailed plan for using the artificial island will be decided after the legal basis is issued. Anies Baswedan further said that he would focus on restoring the Jakarta Bay after revoking the 13 islands in the water's reclamation permit, especially for quality improvement. Anies Baswedan explained that the improvement of Jakarta Bay will begin from the mainland. The volume of waste disposal to the bay will be reduced by improving river water quality. According to him, the condition of river water in the capital has deteriorated from 2014 to 2017. The number of rivers with mildly polluted status, according to Anies Baswedan, decreased from 23% in 2014 to 12% last year. The number of polluted rivers is also down from 44% to 17%. The problem is, in the same period, the number of heavily polluted rivers actually rose from 32% to 61%. The data, said him, showed that the river, which was originally mildly and moderately polluted, had become heavily polluted in 4 years. To overcome the increasingly severe pollution, rivers in the capital city need to be returned to their natural ecosystem. Meanwhile, Marco Kusuma Wijaya, chairperson of the governor team for coastal management, said that the decision of Anies Baswedan to revoke the reclamation permit had been discussed with the Ministry of Environment and Forestry last week. Marco also claimed the decision was in line with the Presidential Decree No. 52 of 1995 concerning the reclamation of the north coast of Jakarta, which stated that the authority and responsibility for reclamation were in the hands of the governor of Jakarta. Well, that was this week's Spotlight. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with news in brief. 2 days after the disaster on Sunday, September 30, 2018 at 10:07 West Indonesia time, President Joko Widodo decided to leave for Palu City, Central Sulawesi Province, to review the affected areas directly from the earthquake and tsunami. Authorities have reopened commercial flight services to and from Mutiara SIS Al Jufri Airport in Palu, Central Sulawesi, following a 7.4 magnitude earthquake and subsequent tsunami that rocked the region on Friday. The airport had been closed since Friday evening after the powerful earthquake. Chief Security Minister Wiranto has ordered the special task force dealing with the impact of earthquakes in Palu, Donggala, and Sigi to immediately restore power supplies and airport services. These 2 things are key to the success of disaster management, the coordinating minister for security, political, and legal affairs Wiranto told Antara at the command post of the task force at the official residence of the Central Sulawesi governor in Palu on Saturday evening. The Indonesian government had prepared 560 billion rupiah to provide relief in response to the earthquake and tsunami that struck Central Sulawesi on Friday evening. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati said in Jakarta, the money was an on-call fund kept at the National Disaster Mitigation Agency. The governments of Indonesia and the United States agreed to promote cyberspace cooperation, as stated in a written statement from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Jakarta on Saturday. The Director General of American and European Affairs of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Muhammad Ansor, and the United States Ambassador to Indonesia, Joseph R. Donovan Jr., have signed a declaration of will document on promoting closer cyberspace cooperation in Jakarta on September 28. PT Indonesia International Expo and organizer of Pekan Raya Indonesia, the annual trade expo, has set a target to welcome 1 million visitors to this year's expo at the Indonesia Convention Exhibition in Tangerang, Banten from September 27 to October 7, 2018. Thrill Factory team Bolo 1000 athletes Zainal Fanani has managed to gain the first position at the Reno Mountain Bike Cross Country Marathon Open Championship with a total time of 1 hour, 55 minutes and 23 seconds, followed by Rafika M. Farisi from Pacific Bike with a time 1 hour, 57 minutes and 23 seconds, and Denny R. Yulianto from ISSI Club Cilegon MJ Bike Cilegon Banten gained the third position with a total time 2 hours, 7 minutes and 12 seconds. Listener, there was news in brief.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 3325 kHz. You can also listen through audio streaming at www.voinews.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder. As usual, you can listen to this program via streaming at www.voinews.id. Today, I will introduce you to Badung People's Market or Badung Folk Market in Denpasar, Bali. So stay tuned in to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Vacationing to Bali does provide a special memory and uniqueness because here you can enjoy the charm of art and culture, which is also the island's local wisdom. The island of Bali, especially the capital city of the province of Denpasar, has become an attractive city for local and foreign tourists. Although the modern market has mushroomed in the city of Denpasar, yet the people's traditional market or folk market is still an extraordinary charm. The very interesting community market to visit is the Badung Folk Market Denpasar. Badung Folk Market Denpasar is located at No. 1 Sulawesi Street, Dauh Puri Village, West Denpasar District. The distance from the center of the Denpasar City Administration to Badung Folk Market is approximately 1 kilometer. Badung Folk Market Denpasar is the largest market in Bali that is open 24 hours because it is open non-stop for 24 hours and divided into two parts, namely the Badung Market in the morning and Badung Market at night. Badung Folk Market Denpasar, with an area of about 8,000 square meters, has a three-story building with Balinese architecture and was built in 2000. There is something interesting about Denpasar's Badung Folk Market. If the market operates in the morning, then the courtyard and the main building will be a place to trade, whereas if the market operates at night, only the courtyard of the building is used as a place to trade. The main building is closed at around 5 o'clock. Badung Folk Market Denpasar is indeed extraordinary. All household needs are here. As the name implies, here you can make bargaining transactions according to the agreement of the sellers and buyers. Balinese usually start selling by giving a price that is easy to bargain because it is considered as an opening, called garus or pelari in Balinese. Traders, especially Balinese Hindus, while doing the business will set aside some of their money and put it on the offering tray. Available everywhere, and this is intended to increase the income. If you go around the main market building of Badung Folk Market in Denpasar, then you will find the first floor there with many stalls selling various kinds of groceries. Inside, there are stalls selling various fruits, snacks, Balinese Hindu ceremonies, equipment, and kiosks that all sell chicken meat. On the second floor, there are kiosks that sell various kinds of office or school clothes, traditional Balinese clothing, and also cloth and clothing for Hindu religious ceremonies. While on the third floor, there are kiosks that sell various kinds of household needs, such as mats, buckets, glassware, and others. On this third floor, you can find various types of kiosks that sell herbal medicines and other medicines. There are also kiosks selling valuable items such as gold and silver. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today. Until next edition with another topic. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Still being with us at Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please send your email to voi@voinews.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment, Miscellany.
Miscellany.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with Miscellany. This edition presents the topic of Indonesian students' disaster detection tool, won gold at 5th International Young Inventors Awards. Stay tuned in to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia at www.voinews.id or RRI Play application. Natural disasters can occur at any time unexpectedly. The Natural Disaster Management Agency noted that throughout 2017 there were 2,271 disasters in all regions of Indonesia. Among them were 96 forest and land fire disasters as well as 67 floods and landslides. The Indonesian region, which has a large forest area, has a large potential for the occurrence of forest fires and landslides. This prompted students of Electrical Engineering Faculty Brawijaya University in Malang, East Java, to create technological innovations in the disaster detection system of forest fire and landslide, or DESFOLA. An Android-based disaster potential detection technology to reduce the impact of forest fires and landslides. This disaster detection system of forest fire and landslide, or DESFOLA team, won a gold medal from an international innovation competition. The team, chaired by Rizka Siskaryanti and Bagas Priyohadi Wibowo under the guidance of Eka Maulana, a Brawijaya University lecturer, expressed their pride in what they achieved. The team won the gold medal at the 2018 5th International Young Inventors Awards held at Ina Grand Bali Beach Sanur in Bali, Indonesia from September 19 until 22. The competition was organized by the Association of National and International Research or Innovation Competitions Winners, or INNOPA, Indonesian Invention and Innovation Promotion Association. It was attended by 15 countries, including Indonesia, China, Malaysia, and Thailand. No less than 317 innovations from domestic and foreign participants were exhibited in the competition. DESFOLA is an Android-based disaster potential detection technology to reduce the impact of forest fires and landslides. Bagas explained DESFOLA was designed with two main parts, namely the sensor and server parts. The sensor section is placed in several parts of the forest, and the server section would be placed in residential areas that has an internet connection. DESFOLA uses a point-to-point delivery system to maximize its performance. Bagas explains that the data detected by the sensor will be displayed in the Android application in real time. When the potential for disaster increases, the tool will display a warning so that people can be more vigilant to anticipate and reduce risk. This innovation previously won a silver medal in the 2018 International Research Innovation, Invention and Solution Exposition at the University of Malaya, Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia on August 14 until 16, 2018. Well, that was Miss Leni over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miss Leni on Indonesia.
Listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. We would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Dieter Leopold in Germany. He sent an email to German section. He was complained because he could not hear our broadcast in German program when he was in Western Australia. Mr. Dieter Leopold said that there was no signal, but he could listen to the German program from 1800 hours to 1900 hours UTC in the internet live streaming. He also commented about the three winners of the VOI International Quiz 2018, where they were invited to see Natural Park in West Java Province. He said that it was interesting experience for them. Hello Mr. Dieter Leopold, thank you very much for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. For your complaint, we will deliver to our technical division why there is no signal in Western Australia. But we really appreciate your efforts to still hear our broadcast through internet live streaming. Therefore, special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Well, Mr. Dieter Leopold, please keep listening to our broadcast and please do not forget to send your report.
Kau datang dengan sejuta pesonamu. Kau buatku terpaku saat kau tersenyum. Sesaat waktu berhenti saat kau langkahkan kaki. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Bibirku membeku tak dapat berkata. karena cantik parasmu sungguh tiada celah. Kaulah cahaya dunia, kaulah cantik yang sempurna. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Aku tak dapat menahan gejolak dalam hati. Jiwa ini telah luluh saat kita bertemu. Apakah ku akan mampu memiliki dirimu? Ku rasa ku telah jatuh hati padamu. Kau datang dengan sejuta pesonamu. Kau buatku terpaku saat kau tersenyum. Kaulah cahaya dunia, kaulah cantik yang sempurna. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Oh, ta-da-da-da-da-da. Ta-da-da-da-da-da. Kaulah cahaya dunia, kaulah cantik yang sempurna. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, yeah, yeah. You are the beauty, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're the beauty. You are the beauty, hey, yeah. You're the beauty. Beauty is you. You, beauty is you, you, yeah. Da 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 da.
Listener, now we will reply an email from Jose Amador Hidalgo in Argentina. In his email, Mr. Jose Amador Hidalgo told that he was listening to our broadcast in Spanish program on September 15, 2018 through a shortwave receiver and also application through his mobile phone. Hello, Mr. Jose Amador Hidalgo. Thank you very much for your time to listen to our broadcast. Through mobile phone, our broadcast can be heard anytime and anywhere. Hopefully, you will be satisfied. So, please keep listening to our broadcast and sending your report. Special for you, we will play a beautiful song.
Dan ku benci.
listener, you are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now, we will continue to reply an email from Omar Lassas in Algeria. This email was addressed to Voice of Indonesia and especially to the French service team. In his email, he congratulated the entire RRI World Service team on the occasion of the celebration of the 73rd anniversary of the broadcast of his first broadcasts abroad. All his warmest wishes and most sincere, and he wishes us a lot of success and prosperity, and a big thank you to the entire RRI World team service to the efforts made for many years. Hello, Mr. Omar Lassas. Thank you for your prayer on our broadcast. We wish the same prayer also will happen to you. Well, Mr. Omar Lassas, please keep listening to our broadcast. For you, we will play a beautiful song. Listener, before we end our listener's mailbag, we want to reply an email from Mr. Bouze Bouja Muhammad, also in Algeria. In his email, he said that he will remain faithful to listen to Voice of Indonesia broadcast. Hello, Mr. Bozi Buja Muhammad. Thank you very much for your willingness to be our regular listener. We hope you always listen to our broadcast every day and send your reception report. Thank you. Listener, wherever you are, we inform you that we have a new program on RRINet. This program is broadcast from Monday to Friday at 2000 hours to 2100 hours West Indonesia time or 1300 hours to 1400 hours UTC. This program enables you not only listen, but also watch our program just like watching TV. And this is how to access VOI English News Service via RRI Play. First, download RRI Play mobile application from Google Play. Open RRI Play application, choose RRI Net, and then choose RRI Net 720 pixel. Well, listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. voi@voinews.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and The Voice of Indonesia. Or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Putri Sofie Adela. Thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
Satu, dua, tiga. Tapi ternyata cinta kita tak semudah yang kita kira. Ada saat ku berpaling, tak sengaja melupakanmu. Tapi hatiku selalu untukmu, oh, oh, denganmu. Satu, dua, tiga. Tapi ternyata cinta kita tak semudah yang kita kira. Ada saat ku berpaling, tak sengaja melupakanmu. Tapi hatiku selalu untukmu, oh, denganmu. Mungkin kita
Indonesia.
Meski ku sering mengeluh tentang semua tingkah lakumu, maunya selalu mengatur aku. Tapi kau sangat perhatian, apapun yang aku lakukan, kau ingatkan ku jangan lupa makan. Karena kamu so lovable buat aku, karena kamu so lovable buat aku, karena kamu so lovable buat aku, karena kamu so lovable buat aku. Walaupun kamu sangat bawel, komentarin ku ini itu, dan ku tak tahu apa maumu. Kadang bajuku kurang rapi.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kilohertz.
You can also tune at voinews.id.
Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia.
You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.